excel, you know, do what I've been doing, and just take it to another level. You never don't put too much pressure on yourself, and just, you know, just let it come to you naturally. I get the Marcus. Hey, Marcus, a couple times, you know, but it's all good. You know, he's a great player. He's done some great things in the league, so I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's cool, man. I don't know how many brothers. I don't know when's the last time it's been three brothers in the NFL. So, you know, it's definitely a milestone. It's big for our family and our city, you know. So I'm going to just continue going. I'm excited, man. I've been waiting for this opportunity my whole life. You know, all the workouts, all the season work, you know, all the games, just everything is coming down to this moment. So I'm very excited. I'm going to run fast, you know. You got to be fast to play corner, so, you know, I'm going to run pretty fast. Oh, that's what they're saying? Well, yeah, I'm gonna do what I've been training. You know, I've been working. I'm training in Arizona API. You know, I've been working hard down there. So, you know, we'll see the results on Tuesday. I think my brother Isaiah, like you said, he definitely took the long road. You know, he's a very resilient person. You know, it just shows that you never give up on your dream. You know, people might say you can't do this or you can't do that or you're too short. You know, you're not big enough. But you know, he just kept working, and I'm taking that into my game. I'm very resilient, and like you said, my brother Marcus, he went through the same process I'm going through. You know, I've learned a lot from him. Just be myself and just do what I've been doing. Man, it was big, you know, just to have something close to home that you can grasp onto was very big. And I haven't seen my brother. We haven't been together in a while, all of us at the same time, so that was cool just to spend some time and just talk, you know. But I love my brothers, love my family, and I'm going to just keep the legacy going. Instincts, feet, quickness, in and out of my breaks, transitioning, competitive nature, leadership, you know. Things like that. I actually meet with teams today. This is going to be my first day, but I'm meeting with about 15 teams, so, you know, it's going to be good. I've had this year we had a coaching, a whole defensive coaching staff change. Justin Wilcox was our defensive coordinator, and we did a lot of man-to-man. And I feel like I'm a man-to-man corner. I mean, I can play zone as well, but I feel man is my strength. And in the league, you got to be able to man up. Receivers are great. You got to be able to read and react, be out there on that island. And it's definitely helped me being at UW. Yeah, definitely, because I feel the way I get out of my breaks, you know, and my transitioning, you know, guys in the slot are a lot quicker. And it's a lot of quick game, and I feel like I can do good in that. And I feel like I'm a good blitzer as well, too, and like to get in on tackles, so it's all good. That's cool. I mean, it's cool to get respect. You know, that's what you work for. You know, that's what this game's about, gaining your peers' respect and the fans' respect, you know. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. It's humbling. Could you repeat that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, not too many people can say they've watched two of their brothers play in the pros, you know. Not too many people can say that. You know, I've watched so much football over my years. I've been in the Seahawks suite for the last 10 years now just watching my brother play, you know. So it's definitely helped me a lot, and I'm going to just use it to my advantage. 5'11". 190. It's helped a lot. I think the interviews probably is the biggest thing. You know, it's very similar to how it was at the Senior Bowl here. So it's definitely helped me a lot. Met some great players down there, and they're here now, and we're just competing. Gonna see who's the best. Oh, yeah, that was cool. You know, I think my school as well prepared me, too, because the schemes are very similar. But, yeah, just learning how to practice, you know, always being on time, being a professional, you know, things like that. So Senior Bowl helped a lot. I mean, I can't say that yet. You know, I still got a lot to prove. You know, they play in the NFL at a high level. So, you know, I still got to go do that. Then maybe you can ask me that. I can't say that, bro. I mean, like on the field, yeah, I'm competitive. You know, it's gonna be funny when we both out there at the same time. You know, playing against my brothers, that's gonna be crazy. But you know, we'll see though. Oh, he's doing good. He's recovering. He's in New York, recovering. He's gonna be ready for camp and all that. So he's doing good. Yeah, definitely that. I feel like they're way more relaxed and chill on the field. I think just being the youngest brother, you know, I always had to fight my way on the court or the field or just to play video games, just anything, you know, with them. And it's definitely translated to the field. I think a little bit of both, you know. I feel like, you know, they're both great players. You know, I feel like Isaiah, I have Isaiah's quickness, but I have Marcus's height, you know. So it's a little combination of both. They were hard. I think Isaiah was hard, the hardest on me, because, you know, Marcus, he was the older brother, so he was just looking over everything. But me and Isaiah were always battling, always going at it. And it helped me a lot. You know, I'm a competitive person, and teams have told me that that's what they like about me, so I'm going to just keep doing that. You said what? It's all good. I mean, it's all good for the family. You know, I'm a family first type of person, so I have no problem answering these questions. I think just not making the situation bigger than yourself. You know, just, you know, you're here for a reason, and you have the skills. You've been working hard, and just do what you've been doing. You know, don't be out there nervous. Just play it like how you play every day. No, sir. Well, I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, on the north end of the city. My parents were there. They met. They met in Washington. They're originally from the south, but they met in Washington. They always had us in the boys' clubs. You know, we played all sports, football, basketball, track, baseball. You know, we were always active. And parents kept us on the right path and always pointed us in the right direction. My dad's retired. Oh, he worked at Milgard Windows. My mother's retired as well, but she used to work at the Social Security office. I don't know. They're kind of older now, so, you know, I don't know. I might have a step, but I don't know. That we have to do that one day just for y'all maybe. That's it.